Yes, hi, this is Rudy of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in Texas today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, it's called maybe monitor or recording. We are not attempting to sell anything, nor will your participation result in any calls in the future to sell you anything. Thank you. We appreciate your help with the survey. Is this Jacob Espinosa?
Yes.
Awesome. Jacob, we have the ability to complete this interview in English or Spanish. Would you rather complete the survey in English or Spanish?
Let's do English.
English? Good. And before we begin, would you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yeah, I'm in a place where I can talk safely.
Excellent. And which state do you currently live?
Texas.
Good. And in which county in Texas do you currently live?
Technically in Dallas County. I guess I'm in college over here, so.
Okay. You're not from Clubburg?
I mean, that's where I'm originally from, but I'm coming to
that's
college.
Where in college. Gotcha. All right. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a cell phone, some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone, all or almost all calls on a regular home phone?
Cell phone, pretty much all the time.
Good. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Good. And now, just to ensure, we have a representative sample. First, in what year were you born?
2002.
2002. Okay, give me a second here. Alrighty. And obviously, you are a male gender. What is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, maybe American Indian or Alaskan Native?
Hispanic.
Good. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
I'm currently in college.
Okay. Is that a two-year college or a four-year college?
Four-year.
Good. Awesome. Thinking about things nationally. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Biden is doing as president?
Approve.
Okay, would you say somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
Okay, and if the elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate of this district?
Democratic.
Okay, probably Democratic or definitely Democratic?
I'd say probably.
Okay, and now I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you've heard of the person. Then if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If I name someone you don't know too much, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. But how about Maida Flores?
No, I don't know who that is.
Okay, how about Joe Biden?
I know who that is.
How do you feel about this person? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat very unfavorable?
Somewhat
maybe
favorable.
No opinion? Somewhat favorable. Good. How about Donald Trump?
I'd say strongly unfavorable.
Okay. And how about Vicente Gonzalez?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, how about Kamala Harris?
Somewhat favorable, I'd say.
Okay, good. Moving forward, and we're almost done here. Thinking ahead to the November elections. First, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested, and 10 means you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
Maybe 7.
Okay. If the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Kamala Harris, Democrat.
Good. Next, if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Colin Allred, Democrat, or Ted Cruz, Republican?
Colin, whatever his last name was.
Okay, Colin Allred, good. And if the elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? Maida Flores, Republican, or Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat?
Probably my boy Vicente.
Okay, and that's a definitely for Gonzalez or probably for Gonzalez?
Definitely.
Okay, and now I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
Somewhere in the middle of strong and not strong.
Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Probably liberal.
Very or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat, probably.
Okay. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
Probably middle class. Yeah, middle class.
Good. Now, thinking about the language you use in your home, would you say that at home you speak only Spanish at home, mostly Spanish but some English, Spanish and English equally, mostly English but some Spanish, only English at home?
Probably only English.
Okay, good. All right. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Okay, good. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, Guy. Good luck with your studies, and thank you for participating. All right, have a nice evening.
Thank you, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.